Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hardy Appetite. Every time I visit Athens, I come away with a renewed appreciation for the contributions of the ancient Greeks to human civilization. No, I'm not talking about democracy, the theater, or even the Olympics. I'm talking about feta cheese. To me, feta cheese, sometimes referred to as the princess of cheeses, is every bit as admirable as any other Greek invention, and it's surely just as ancient. It's likely as old as Greece itself. In his epic work, The Odyssey, written thousands of years ago, Homer identifies perhaps the first known cheesemaker in history, the cave-dwelling Cyclops who satisfied his voracious appetite by making cheese from sheep's milk. The process he describes is much the same as that still used by Greeks today to make feta cheese. In fact, the ancient Greeks considered cheese to be one of the foods of the gods, given as a gift to mere mortals when the son of Apollo was sent down from Mount Olympus to teach the Greeks the art of cheese making. Ever since, cheese, especially feta cheese, has been the heart and soul of Greek gastronomy. Often a slab of feta served with a little olive oil and some oregano is the first food brought to the Greek table at mealtime. In fact, for the Greeks, cheese has a place at almost any meal and at any time of day. Unlike the French, who think of cheese as dessert, or the Italians, who regard it as an appetizer, the Greeks consider cheese a central, not a supplementary part of a meal. Now, it's true that feta cheese does not approach the complexity of the great cheeses of France and Italy, but its very simplicity is part of its attraction. No wonder, then, that Greece waged a 16-year battle in the European Court of Justice to obtain protected status for the name feta. They were successful. Though other countries have their imitations, only cheese made in Greece can be legally labeled feta.